I want to talk about something that we touched on before on this programme. Everyone would have been covering it. It was in the news. It was one of the most shameful things that have happened in recent times, the targeting of families in southeast Belfast. And when you see them moving home, it was like, it's just such a sad reminder of a bygone age when we saw those removal lorries and whatever. There's a joint statement on behalf of the leaders of the DUP, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the UUP, the Alliance Party and the Green Party in response to the threat to residents forced to leave their homes in Cantrell Close in Belfast, which is as lovely a little development as you're likely to see. I want to speak to Claire Bailey from the Green Party. Claire Bailey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's these joint statements, they're a rare enough thing, a joint statement at this level.
Very much so, and I'm really delighted that it has happened and that all parties have got on board with it. I think it's a strong statement to put out and one that should just be stood by. I mean, nobody should be condoning any form of sectarianism, and when it happens at this level, I'm glad that the party leaders have all signed a statement and put it out.
The targeting of people that would be seen as a minority, whether it be, in this case, four Catholic families, whether it be a black family, whether it be an Asian family, whether it be a family from Syria, how do we get through to the Neanderthals, is maybe one way of describing them, or just the people of evil intent is maybe the most appropriate way. How do we get through to those people that society does not accept this?
But I think there's much to be said on that one, Frank, and I think it's really indicative of the peace process that we're coming through and the political process that we have set up with it. We really haven't gone far enough in being able to deal with sectarianism and paramilitary violence on our streets still. So there's much still to be done there, but I'm really delighted that the police put out their announcement that they were setting up their task force. It just happened to coincide with the threat that was aimed at these families, but and that the police are taking a very strong line of inquiry to see whether there is a paramilitary link to these threats with these families. And if that is the case, then we really need to see if the police do have the evidence that the full weight of the law comes down on those who do issue these types of statements, who do lead to this level of intimidation and sectarianism. So I think that we do have laws. What we really need to do is implement them and work our way through dealing with these. I also live in social housing. I live in a shared housing development as well, and these problems don't come up. You know, at the start of this summer, we also seen that a group came to this Cantrell Close and Global Crescent and put flags up, UVF flags and Union Jacks. But that wasn't with the community consent, and I think that that needs to be taken on board as well. If we're starting to build deliberate shared housing projects, that we need to take on board, what do we do? What is the action and the reaction when these types of incidences occur? Because those flags are still flying, yet we have four families now homeless.
Yes, but are the police over a barrel on this, or are the police failing on it? The flags are up. That's the first sign. This is our territory. The next move after the flags is the intimidation, the actual threat of violence against people if they do not they do not leave. If you're allowed to continue to fly the flag, surely then the police know that there's going to be a problem at the further down the line. So people would argue the police should be ensuring that the flags are removed. If they do go to remove the flag, there's going to be civil unrest on the streets. So where is your sympathy, with the police or against the police on this?
Well, I think that the police then take a decision based on, you know, each individual time that this happens. What I believe is that, you know, we do have the laws where the police can move in. Yes, they do take a decision based on, you know, the impact of civil unrest or violence occurring if they do make the move to take flags down. This needs to be remembered that this housing development was done under the executive approved scheme of Together Building United Communities. Now, there were many statutory agencies involved with the implementation of that, and we now have this shared housing development under that scheme. You know, but under that scheme, again, if we have, you know, right to the heights of the executive office at the Assembly putting this scheme together, yet there was nowhere included within that explicit measures in how we go about dealing with this. There are there are things with the housing associations where they can move in and do a community consultation with residents to see whether they want these flags or not. I don't think that's going far enough. If it's a deliberate, purpose-built shared housing scheme, these things should be addressed before they move the families in, or we end up with the situation that we've got now.
But they didn't address it properly. Nope. Was it the Felden area, which is a Republican area? They didn't address it properly when those flags went up.
I don't know about that area. I'm sorry, Frank. Can't comment on that one. I don't know where that is.
Yes, well, there was certainly an example where Republican flags went up in the past at a shared housing development. And last week when we were hearing about these four families being targeted and the UVF flags being up, you know, people were saying, but what about the example in the past where Republican flags went up where it should have been a shared area, and Protestant families felt uncomfortable?
Regardless of what the flag is, if it is making people uncomfortable, if the community don't want it, if the residents haven't put those flags up, then there should be no reason why they should be flying, regardless of what they are, in a shared development with a mixed community. You know, the community should be consenting to this, and when they're not, action should be taken.
Obviously, you're not familiar with the example of Felden, so therefore it's unfair to ask you to say, could they not have learned lessons from there, or could they indeed have taken more action there at that time? Because one seems to be payback for the other, or possibly that's just an excuse that's being used by those who are sympathetic to a UVF flag.
Listen, I'll go back again. Regardless of what the flag is, if the community and if the residents don't want them, there should be measures where they shouldn't be allowed to continue to fly, particularly when it's in a shared purpose-built housing development.
But that's the difficulty, isn't it? There should be measures. What are the measures? The measures in any civilised society would be a team of police officers would go round, they would speak to the people who put up the flag and say, you can't do this. Take them down, or we'll take them down. You've 24 hours to take them down. The people who own the flags, take them down, tie them up, put them in their attic. It doesn't work like that. Police do that, there'd be more flags would go up. Police go round to take down the flags, then there's petrol bombs and stone throwing and buses being hijacked. It's the same with the headache we have with bonfires in this part of the world. Yeah. The police almost have to do what they're told. That's the elephant in the room.
Well, what we would like to see happen now is we have this letter, this statement that was signed by all parties condemning the action, supporting the families, and offering or asking for those who have issued the threat to remove the threat immediately. That hasn't happened, and again, those flags still fly. So what we would like to see is the flags coming down and a statement put out by those who have issued this threat. Those who put the flags up as well could make a concession, could understand what is happening and come in and take the flags down, because, as I say, these four families have had to leave. There are other families in that area who are living in fear, who don't know, you know, are they going to be targeted next? So we have put out the statement. We have no bother in signing that statement. It is a strong statement to put out. We need other community and statutory leaders to step in and move on this as well, because regardless, all statutory agencies are still upholding to human rights legislation. We have Article 2 in the Human Rights Act that says that everyone has a right to life, and Article 8 that says that all people are free to live a private and family life. These are being abused, and yet no action's being taken. So we have a lot of legislation. I'm more than happy to speak to anybody from any background, from any community, from any group, to see how we move forward on this one. But the fact still stands that those flags are still flying, and four families have left their home. We have children now homeless because of this action, and that has to be condemned and it has to be sorted. So it's not just a political response. There are other statutory and community leaders out there who can step in and help out with this problem.
And do you feel Catholic families will return to live in the Cantrell Close area?
I would certainly hope so, and I think that any who are living there can be allowed to live in peace and free from the fear of intimidation. The whole of South Belfast is a very diverse community, and I think that that is really reflected in terms of their elected representatives. We have 5 seats and 5 parties for South Belfast. We have a very mixed community. Different people have all their space given and everybody lives side by side, and we want to see that continue. I think it should be held up as a model across Northern Ireland of how it can be, and we need to remove this level of threat and intimidation.
Okay, Claire Bailey, thank you very much indeed. Claire Bailey from the Green Party. It's a joint statement on behalf of the leaders of the DUP, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the UUP, the Alliance Party and the Greens in response to that threat that we reported on. It must be last week, 10 days ago. You know the one we're talking about. You've seen the pictures many times where the Catholic families had to pack up and go. Liam has a point to make. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Liam.
Frank, I would like to echo of what the previous caller said. I live near the Felden development there in Newton Abbey. There's differences, but the flags that went up outside Felden and the graffiti had a similar impact, but there was no paramilitary threat as such, you know, to the residents of that. Now that present, there is present families still in that place, and with a long range of multicultural people as well. But my point would be that there was no specific paramilitary involvement in the removal of those families, whereas in the place in question, it was direct loyalist, threat.
But does that make it any more comfortable for the minority Protestant families who would be in the Felden shared housing scheme if there are Republican flags and graffiti more or less reflecting that if you're not a Catholic Republican, you really shouldn't be in the area?
Absolutely, Frank. You know, I mean, the flags that went up and the spray, you know, it's a statement of hatred. You know, it's, if I was a Protestant moving into that area or I was allocated the house, I would think twice about it too. You know, something has to be done on both sides. You know, I mean, a Felden is equally as bad as a state in question where the poor families had to move out. But I think there's bigger issues to play here. I think Stormont needs to get their act together. I think more statutory bodies should intervene. And we need more onus on the police. When these flags do go up, that, you know, it has to be taken down. You know, it has to be nipped in the bud before it even begins.
Yeah, I'm just reminding myself of the graffiti at Felden. The Republican movement says, bombed out, burnt out and shot. No Protestants. That's, you know, that's pretty stark, whether it is
absolutely
orchestrated or not by a paramilitary group that has some sort of paramilitary structure is almost irrelevant. The message there to those Protestant people is you are not welcome and you may be burnt out, you may be shot. The same as the Catholic families in the Cantrell Close area. There's very little difference between them other than the police say there is a particular structure to one and not a structure to the other. You'd be lying uneasy in your bed. So we look like as if we haven't travelled the journey we thought we would have travelled over the past number of years.
Absolutely, Frank. You couldn't have said that any better. You know, these types of schemes, you know, they're brilliant. I mean, in hindsight, they're a great idea, but it just underlines that, you know, there is still that sectarian element. There is that bitterness, that fear of the other side, that, you know, that deep division, you know. But I don't get it when, you know, when there's people from Poland, there's blacks, there's a range of multicultural diversity in these shared communities. And nothing, you know, there's no intimidation to a certain extent than there is with this deep seated hatred between Catholics and Protestants. No, I mean, it's pathetic. You know, when it's 2017, we need to get on with this here. We can't keep fighting like this forever.
Okay.
But then, there's a hospital cuts. £70 million has to be saved. No, I mean, we should be fighting for equality in all fronts. We should be united.
No, you make some very good points, Liam, but one that I don't agree with you on is that the people from Syria, the people from Asia, people from Africa aren't being targeted. Sadly, they are being targeted. Not all of them, but then all Protestants and Catholics aren't being targeted. But there's a hatred that exists in this city of those you do not know, and that includes Catholics hitting Protestants, Protestants hitting Catholics. It includes white people hitting Asians, white people hitting black people, white people hitting Lithuanians and Polish people. And there's also a reverse trend as well. We've had examples of people from overseas hitting us too. There's a lot of hatred around, but the welcome mat for the refugees, for the Syrians, for the Asians, for the Africans is not the way it should be. And they have been targeted and they have been treated in a disgraceful manner on so many occasions in this country. So it's not just Protestants and Catholics. Henry's got a point to make. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Henry.
Before trouble started, there was no mixed areas and no fruit for shared space. Why is Sinn Féin pushing for this equality shared space when there was never any shared space? There was mixed marriages in each other's area, but it wasn't full Catholic family in the Protestant areas and Catholics in their own areas stay in their own areas and the Protestants are doing the same thing. There was no one from a Shankill going to move into Ballymurphy or Turf Lodge. The same goes the opposite way.
Yeah, but Henry, all along in Northern Ireland there's been shared space. There've been plenty of examples of people living side by side, happily living side by side. And yes, there's been a major sectarian issue as well. But we've had shared space in Northern Ireland from day one. The point is, any party that's encouraging shared space or promoting shared space, and it's certainly not a Sinn Féin agenda, it's a general agenda to have shared space. That must be a good thing. How on earth would that not be good for the future generations of this country if people lived side by side instead of the traditional way for some working class areas where it was the Shankill or Ballymurphy? Wouldn't it be ideal if the Ballymurphy people and the Shankill Road people could all have a space that is shared?
It would be good, but as I say, there is people out there that will not let it happen.
So who are you blaming for not letting it happen? The paramilitaries?
They call themselves paramilitaries.
So do we just bow to them if there's an initiative like Cantrell Close with beautiful new houses? Do we just say, well, unfortunately we tried it and the Catholics can't go there and the Protestants can look over their shoulder at Felden and they'll learn from it that shared space isn't going to work and we'll stay in our bunkers?
Well, that's what's happening at the moment, because it is also happening in Protestant areas, where there's been Catholic areas where Protestants have been put out, and there hasn't been a word on the media about it.
Yeah, there have been loads of examples of intimidation that doesn't make the media, because we do hear about it. We hear it at anecdotal level, and we hear of targeting of people from overseas at anecdotal level as well, who don't want to report it, who don't want to make a fuss about it, who just are keeping their heads down. But it's not a terrible reflection on our society.
It is. I know the normal they're coming off with, if the one section of the is coming in from foreign fields, they're saying, oh, get them out of this area because they're voting for Sinn Féin and the SDLP. No matter by who they are, who they're not, they're being put out of the areas because of their religion out of Europe.
All right, isn't it amazing we're judging, and we are, the man's right, we're judging people on, you know, like the Polish, bound to be Catholics, you know what I mean? Pathetic attitude. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, good morning.
Your point, your platform, the Frank Mitchell phone-in, for you.